This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The government of the former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan says radicals linked to the Taliban are promoting dissent inside the country. This is one reason Uzbekistan's president gives for supporting the U.S.-led anti-terror coalition. Some say the president is using the radical threat to crush dissent and repress religious Muslims. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tashkent, Uzbekistan's capital.
It's a traditional Uzbek wedding rite. Male relatives feast. Women are kept away. Less Islamic are the endless rounds of vodka accompanying the meal of lamb and rice. 70 years of atheist Soviet rule reinforced centuries of religious moderation in Uzbekistan. University professor Jamaldin Baranov is among the guests. As he ends a toast by downing a shot of liquor, Baranov says the brand of Islam preached by the Taliban is anathema to most Uzbeks.
They are the enemies. They're fanatics.
This is Broadway, not New York, but a pedestrian mall in the multi-ethnic Uzbek capital, Tashkent. Loud music blasts from bars where young ethnic Uzbeks, Russians, and Koreans meet and dance. Few of the young women here are wearing Islamic dress. They shun the veil for high heels and skimpy skirts. Jamilia is a 23-year-old teacher. She explains the values of Tashkent's youth.
In Uzbekistan, many people are religious, but not fanatic. In Tashkent, it's the capital. And in Tashkent, many young people want to live like in America, in Europe.
Just a four-hour drive from Tashkent through the snowy Kamchik Mountains lies the lush Fergana Valley. In Fergana's more conservative towns, old women clad in pastel Uzbek costumes sit in outdoor cafes huddling over cups of tea. Uzbekistan's independence in 1991 gave rise to an Islamic revival here. Hundreds of new mosques opened, but President Islam Karimov has reimposed the state's grip over religion. Mukhtabar Akhmedova is an elderly radical activist, one of the few who openly criticize the president. She says relatively independent Muslim clergy have been replaced with Karimov loyalists. The independent imams were more objective in their religious thought. They told people what Allah ordained in the Quran. They didn't worship Karimov, they worshiped Allah. And Karimov didn't like that. Now only state-approved mosques like this one operate. Here at the Jomi Mosque in the Fergana Valley town of Namangan, even the traditional Muslim call to prayer is viewed as potentially subversive. So these elderly men arrive for worship in silence. Young people stay away, fearing arrest for attending even prayers led by this government-approved imam. In justifying its heavy hand, the government points to radical groups like the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which is linked to the Taliban. President Karimov's government has arrested hundreds of IMU members, but Matilda Bogner of Human Rights Watch says the crackdown has become indiscriminate.
The government arrests people who don't fall within the government-controlled form of Islam. If people pray five times a day, they pray the namaz at home, then that is used as evidence against them in trials.
Rights groups say thousands of Uzbeks have been arrested for practicing their faith outside of state control. Tursun Khan Atakhova says her husband helped renovate a local mosque. Police used this as proof of his alleged radicalism and arrested him in 1994. My husband and sons get extra punishment for praying in prison, Otakhova says. They get little food and my husband is very sick, she cries. I beg that he and my sons be let go. I have no one else left. Otakhova says police lacked real evidence and planted narcotics on her husband and sons. This is a widespread tactic in Uzbekistan. So is torture. There are also persistent reports of prisoners and their wives, daughters, and sons being raped to extract confessions. The latest victim was 32-year-old Rashan Haidov of Tashkent. Haidov was arrested by police in October for allegedly distributing radical leaflets. Overcome with grief, Hayatov's father denies his son had radical leanings. A day after his arrest, police handed over Hayatov's corpse. His mother describes signs of torture.
His head was smashed. His arms were broken. They used electric shock on him. Everywhere there were burn holes on his body. Some of his teeth were broken off.
U.S. officials have warned Uzbekistan that brutality could provoke increased radicalism rather than stamping it out. But last month, the State Department declined to put America's new strategic ally on a list of countries branded especially hostile to religious freedom. Lauren Sheets, NPR News, Tashkent.